Now, he goes on here and he says, and he's gathered them out of the lands from the east, from the west, from the north, from the south. Who's he talking about? He's talking about Israel. They wandered in the wilderness in a solitary way. They found no city to dwell in. Hungry and thirsty, their soul fainted in them. Then they cried unto the Lord in their trouble, and he delivered them out of their distresses, and he led them forth by the right way that they might go to the city of habitation. This is a new section that we've come to in the book of Psalms. It's the last of the Pentateuch that corresponds to the Pentateuch of Moses. This is the Deuteronomy section, and the emphasis here will be upon the Word of God. Now, back in Deuteronomy, God had already said that these people would be scattered because of their sin. Deuteronomy 28, 64 and 65, "And the Lord God shall scatter thee among all people, from the end of the earth even unto the other. And there thou shalt serve other gods, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even wood and stone. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shalt have the sole of thy foot find rest. But the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart, failing eyes, and sorrow of mind." Now, that's been the picture of these people down through the ages when they disobeyed God out of the land. But God, by his providence, is going to gather them back into that land. He intends to make good his promise to them. This is a wonderful picture and a glorious picture of the providence of God in the lives of these people. But it speaks of me. He reached out there in the wilderness of this world, saved me, and I'm sure that's what he did for you. This is a glorious, wonderful picture, friends, of the providence of God in the lives of these people. God is not through with the nation Israel. And thank God he's not through with you. And he's not through with me today. This has a message for us. Now we come to the second section here of this very wonderful 107th Psalm. And we have here pardon. The pardon of God. Here's where he delivers prisoners. And as we've said, we'd make this a soprano solo. Now, will you notice several verses in this section? It begins on that high note of praise. In other words, they have the chorus here at the beginning rather than at the end of the section. "Oh, that man would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of man." Now, we move down in the psalm, and you'll notice that he delivers prisoners. And we have here a picture of a man in prison. And it's a picture of these people in the time of trouble that is coming. And a man in prison in that day, God will deliver him and bring him back into that land. Friends, think of the multitudes that were in prison. Yonder in Germany, and they never got out. I wonder how many of them at that time thought of this psalm and turned to this psalm here. Now, verse 10 says, "Such as sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, being bound in affliction and iron." And then verse 14, "He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and broke their bands in sunder." And then verse 16, "For he hath broken the gates of bronze and cut the bars of iron in sunder." You remember how he brought Simon Peter out of prison, how he delivered Paul and Silas at night, and how today he's delivered you and me. You and I were in the prison house of sin, and God has given us a pardon. We have a pardon, and we're delivered from that. But a pardon is for everybody today. There's a pardon for you. I do not know who you are, but there's a pardon. Well, somebody then says, "Why am I not forgiven?" Well, even in prison today, a pardon must be accepted. I heard of a case back in Pennsylvania. I heard Dr. Harry Rimmer tell about it. This man was granted a pardon by the governor, and he wouldn't accept it. And the prison authorities, including the warden, they were all in a dilemma. What do you do with a man that's got a pardon and he won't accept it? And the answer was, finally, they appealed to the judge on it. He said he'll have to stay in prison. You have to accept a pardon for it to be valid. Now, the Lord has a pardon for you. In the Lord Jesus, we have forgiveness of sin, pardon for our iniquity. But you have to accept it. And by the way, have you accepted your pardon today, delivered from sin and from the penalty of sin? This is a marvelous picture that you have here. But think what it's going to mean to those people in the day that's yet future, when many of them are in prison, and God will deliver them out of prison and bring them into that land. Now, there's so much that's wonderful in this section, but we can't take too much time to look at it.